Hello, and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. This week we have two comedy shows from a married couple who had decades of success in vaudeville, Broadway, movies, radio, and television. There was no duo more beloved than Burns and Allen. In this episode, George and Gracie celebrate their 15th year on the radio with a special guest they shared a stage with at the beginning of their career. Al Jolson was popular with a whole new generation in the 1940s. He was America's highest paid performer in the late 1920s, and he was popular again in the 40s and 50s. The chemistry is great with these three seasoned troopers, George, Gracie, and Al Jolson. Enjoy Burns and Allen, 15th anniversary, first broadcast, February 20th, 1947, on NBC.
Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, our happy postman, Mel Blanc, and our special guest, Al Jolson. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, George Burns and Gracie Allen celebrate their 15th anniversary in radio. And as a special treat, you'll hear songs by the most thrilling voice in show business.
Well, thanks, Bill. Oh, California, here I come. Right.
George.
Away.
George.
Away.
George.
Uh-huh.
George.
Uh-huh.
George.
Uh-huh. George. What is it?
I think Bill was introducing our guest, Al Jolson.
California, here I come. Right back where I started from.
There's an interesting story concerning Al Jolson's appearance on our program tonight. And it all began this morning at the Burns home. George had arranged a little surprise for Gracie in honor of their 15th radio anniversary.
Good morning, sweetheart. Take a look at what's on the table.
Why, George, how lovely. A great big cake with candles on it.
Uh-huh. 15 candles.
But, George, this isn't my birthday.
Gracie.
And besides, I'm much older than 15. You'll have to dig up 4 more candles.
Gracie, the cake is to celebrate our 15th radio anniversary.
Oh, of course. I should have known. Just last night, I read that article about us in the new True Story magazine, all about how we met and got started in radio and everything.
Yes, it really brought back memories. Remember when you came to me for an audition?
Oh, yes, and you were so nice. You said if I made good, you'd pay me a salary.
That's right.
I sure hope I make good soon.
Don't worry. You show lots of promise.
Oh, thank goodness True Story didn't print those jokes we used to tell 15 years ago.
You said it. Radio has certainly changed. People would never laugh at those jokes today.
Oh, no. Remember that joke we did about my mother's feet?
Yeah. How did that go?
Well, I said, my mother woke up in the middle of the night and let out the biggest scream you ever heard.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
She looked down and her feet had turned black.
What did you do?
What did we do? We sent for a doctor.
What did the doctor do?
He took off her stockings and then we all went back to sleep again.
Yeah, if we told that joke today, it wouldn't get a snicker.
No, not a sound. Times certainly have changed.
Yeah, those were the happy days, though.
Mm.
I like to look back and think of the friends who gave us a helping hand when we were just getting started.
Oh, yes. They were wonderful. Remember 15 years ago when Jack Benny loaned us $5?
Sure. And to this day, he won't
He won't let us give him back the $5.
No, that's right. All he takes is that dollar a week interest.
He's a true friend.
Very true, yes. And speaking of people who gave us a boost, don't forget Al Jolson.
Well, how could I? Al Jolson gave us our first job in a Broadway show. Remember that day we went to him for an interview?
Sure. Jolson was at the Winter Garden. And we finally got up enough nerve to go backstage and speak to him.
There he is, George. Ask him.
You ask him. I'm too nervous.
Well, I'll put my arm around you.
Well, I better sit down.
Yeah, I'll hold you up.
Thanks.
Oh, Mr. Jolson.
Yes? What is it?
Mr. Jolson, I'd like to talk to you about putting this act in your show.
Well, here's something new. A girl ventriloquist with a life-size dummy. You know, they're getting better and better at making those dummies, but they still can't make them look human.
Mr. Jolson.
Well, they've done pretty well with this one's body, but nobody would believe that face. By the way, let's hear the dummy say something. Go on, throw your voice.
Look, I'm a real live man.
Oh, that's wonderful. Have that bee's opening line, it'll kill the audience, really.
But...
Darn it, if we could just make that face more believable.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Jolson. The orchestra is ready to rehearse your number now.
Okay, I'm ready. Now, don't go away, miss. I want to talk to you about this act. It's great. All right, boys, hit it. I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along. Just rolling along. And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just told a parson, hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. And I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along. Just rolling along. Don't want any millions. I'm getting my share. I've only got one suit, a herringbone. That's all I can wear. A bundle of money don't make me feel gay. A sweet little honey is making me stay. I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along. And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just told a parson, hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. And I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along.
Mr. Jolson.
Thank you. Now, little girl, let's get down to business. I'll pay $200 a week for you and the dummy.
But Mr. Jolson, that's what we've been trying to tell you.
What?
He's not a dummy. He's a real man. He's George Burns.
Are you trying to tell me that he has blood and muscle? And that he walks and talks and makes love like other men?
No, I'm trying to tell you he's George Burns.
I'm her husband.
Well, my offer still stands. $200 a week for the ventriloquist act.
But he's not a dummy.
Oh, who's going to know that?
Mr. Jolson, husband has talent of his own, great talent.
What does he do?
Well, he sings like a nightingale. Show him, George. Give the great Al Jolson a lesson in how really to sing.
And misbehaving all
the time. There you are, Mr. Jolson.
Well, naturally, that changes my offer
there. Oh, well, I should think it would. You offered $200 a week for a wooden dummy and me. Now, how much will you pay for George and me?
$100.
$100?
A month.
I'll take it.
Good.
Really brings back memories, Gracie. That was a lot of years ago. Al Jolson was the biggest star on Broadway.
Oh, yes. I wonder what ever happened to him.
Huh?
You know, show business is so cruel. Poor old Al. Yesterday he was a big star. Today he's probably a ditch digger. Or a plumber's helper. Or a garbage collector.
Gracie, Al Jolson is sweeping the country.
Oh!
A street cleaner.
Oh, well, George, we must help him. We must find him and take him food. He's probably hungry.
Gracie, Al Jolson is the new Frank Sinatra.
Well, don't tell me he's that hungry.
I don't mean he looks like Sinatra. I mean he's the new Bobby Sox sensation.
Oh, Al Jolson, stop kidding. They go for Van Johnson. Hey, excuse me, dear. I'll answer it.
Good morning, Mrs. Bird. Here's your mail.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Postman.
I read that article about you and Mr. Burns in True Story magazine. It was inspiring.
Well, maybe someday a magazine will print the story of you and your wife.
Yes. I've been approached by horror stories. Well, I'd better be getting on. I have a tremendous load of fan mail to deliver to Al the Oomph Boy.
Al the Oomph Boy?
That's what the women call Al Jolson.
You mean he really sends them?
Oh, yeah. When fan letters used to come to the post office addressed to VJ, they were for Van Johnson. Now we know they're for Jolson.
What does the V stand for?
Well, I'd better be staggering on with Al Jolson's fan mail. Goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Hey, Meredith, that's your own tune you're playing now, isn't it? Tell me, how'd you happen to write it anyway?
How did I happen to write it,
yeah.
Bill? Iowa's my own home state. I just wanted to put a lot of memories into music. To most folks, it's probably just a melody, but to me, it's memories of Schumach in September, of a river bend, of a boy and a girl in a park. Memories of my hometown, Mason City, Iowa.
Well, that hometown of yours stands for all the hometowns in America, Meredith. Each a symbol. Each contributing its own rich measure of pleasant living to this land of ours, adding grace and charm and friendly hospitality to the American scene. Reminds me how, down through the years, Maxwell House Coffee has become a friendly and welcome part of the American scene, too. Coffee here in America, well, it's nothing less than our national drink. And today, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. It's Maxwell House wherever you go. Flavors back of this great popularity story, the rich, vigorous Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of these carefully selected Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellins for richness. Other choice coffees for vigor. and Bucaramanga's for full body. All meaning great coffee at its flavor peak. Friends, why not enjoy the best in coffee drinking pleasure? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffee sold. Just say, Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
George, the postman says that Al Jolson is the most popular singer in the country.
Sure, the guy's great.
Not as great as you are, Sugar Throat.
Well, I...
And Al Jolson knew it when you worked for him. That's why he held you back and never gave you a chance to sing.
You think so?
Nah. He choked your growth like a crawling weed chokes the growth of a delicate violet.
I was a singing violet, huh?
Yes. He never gave people a chance to enjoy your fragrance. He kept the world from knowing how you smelled.
I hate to believe it of Al, but I did ask him time after time to let me sing.
Yeah, and he always refused. Remember when we were working for him in Cleveland? We went up to him one night just before the show, and I sang. Mr. Jolson.
Yes, Gracie?
George and I have been with you several months now, and, well, has our work been satisfactory?
Oh, Grace. You're the finest little comedian I've ever seen, Gracie.
And has George been satisfactory, too?
Best valet I ever had.
I've shined your shoes until I can see my face in them.
Take my advice. Don't look.
Yes,
but what's all this leading up to, Burns? Come on, give out.
Well, you promised that someday the audience would have a chance to hear my voice.
And Jolie never breaks a promise. Tonight, they'll hear it.
Oh, bless you, sir.
Here, take this. Now get out there and let them hear your voice.
Yes, sir. Popcorns, peanuts, chewing them. Popcorns, peanuts. Right, Gracie. Jolson did hold me back.
Oh, you bet he did. And that's why he's the new crooning sensation instead of you. Well, you're three times as good as Al Jolson.
Oh, Gracie, that's not true. I'm barely twice as good.
You're the best. When you open the beehive of your throat, those golden notes come dripping out like honey.
The waitful showers may come your way.
Oh, listen to that drip.
And Jolson held me back.
Yes, it just burns me up every time I think of it. Remember that day he said you could sing on a radio program with him?
Yeah, I remember that. We went down to the radio station together, and I was all excited. You're really going to let me sing on the air, Mr. Jolson?
A promise is a sacred thing, Burns. You'll not only sing, but I want you to do the same number that I do.
Oh, bless you, sir.
Get set. Here comes the opening announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pepo Vitamin Pills bring you that great singer of popular songs, Al Jolson.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want to. All the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. Oh, you made me glad. But there was time, baby,
You dog.
You made me cry, Paul. I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I want some love. That's true. You know I do. Indeed I do. Yes, I do. Gimme what I cry for. You know you got the kind of kisses that I'd die for. You know you made me love you.
Was Al Jolson, who starts each day with Pepo Vitamin Pills.
Yes, sir, folks, and I hope you like my singing. And now I want you to hear the voice of George Burns.
You made me love you.
That's enough. I shouldn't
want to do it.
Folks, I just want you to know that's how bad I'd sound if I didn't take Pepo Vitamin
Pills. Oh, if only there was some way you could get even with Al Jolson for not letting you sing. If you could... George, I've got it.
What is it?
We'll invite Al Jolson to be on our radio program tonight. And you'll turn the tables on him.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I'll do a duet with Jolson and blow him right off the stage.
I'll say it. When you open your mouth and hit him with a hot blast of melody, he'll think he's standing behind the exhaust pipe of a Greyhound bus.
When April showers
are... Oh, scorch me, Daddy.
Come in.
Hi, Burnses.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Say, I read that article about you in the new True Story magazine. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Bill. It was a nice article. But it failed to mention that George is a great singer.
Oh, well, naturally, the name of the magazine is True Story.
For your information, Bill, George Burns is the greatest singer alive today.
Now, Gracie, I'm not sure I'm the greatest singer.
I'm not even sure he's alive today.
Bill, go to the blackboard and write 100 times, Harry Von Zell is available.
Boys, stop fighting. We have exciting news, Bill.
Yeah?
Al Jolson's going to be on our program tonight.
Al Jolson?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gee, Gracie, this is one time I wish we had television so the people could actually see that great artist at work. Al Jolson, down on his knees, begging and pleading with tears in his eyes. Mammy, give me a little old cup of Maxwell out coffee, Mammy.
He asks, Mammy, for Maxwell House coffee?
Can you blame him, sonny boy? Maxwell House is rich, delicious, and mellow. That famous Maxwell House flavor, you know, is the result of careful selection and blending of premium Latin American coffees radiant roasted to perfection. It's no wonder more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Well, Bill, maybe I better explain why we're asking Al Jolson to be on our program tonight. You see, he's the most popular man in the country right now. And you know why?
No, why?
Well, because for years and years he kept George from singing.
On a platform like that, he can be elected president.
Now, see here, Chris.
He should receive a gold cup full of Maxwell House coffee, of course. Maxwell House is the very best in coffee drinking pleasure, yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy. That's why Maxwell House is the choice of so many millions of Americans today. They know today's coffee buy is Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop.
Well, Bill, you didn't let me finish. Tonight, George will get his revenge.
Yeah, Bill. Tonight, I'll murder Jolson. I'll sing a duet with him.
What a horrible way to go.
Grayson, tell me, how will you get Jolson to agree to this?
Well, I'll use flattery. That never fails.
Well, they say that'll get any man under 100.
Well, I'll try it on Jolson anyway. I bet Al Jolson will fall for my flattery just like George does.
Yes?
Hello, young man. Is your father home?
My father?
Yes, Al Jolson, the singer. You must be the one he always sings about. Sonny boy.
Gracie, I'm Al Jolson.
Now, Sonny. You better tell your father I want to see him.
But, Gracie, I can't look that young. Well, I've been in show business for 30 years.
Now, look, young man. I'm in a hurry. You run along to the Palladium and jitterbug.
Gracie, I tell you, I can't look that young. Well, I've been in show business 20 years.
Yeah, you're a cute youngster. I'll bet you're a devil at Hollywood High.
Well, how could I go to Hollywood High? Well, I've been in show business only 10 years.
Now, look, will you call your father, or shall I turn you over my knee?
Oh, Gracie, stop kidding. I'll show you my clippings. I've been in show business for 2 or 3 years.
Now, really, Sonny?
Now, look, Gracie, I'll prove I'm Al Jolson.
Rock-a-bye, your baby, with a Dixie melody.
Al, it is you.
Of course it's me, Gracie. And, gee, honey, it's good to see you. How's your husband, the valet?
Oh, he's fine. You know, we'd like you to be on our radio broadcast tonight.
I'll do it. I've always wanted to get into show business.
Oh, no, that was wonderful. Let's go to the studio. It's time for your duet with Al Jolson. Now, remember, sing him right into the ground.
Don't worry. I won't let him even open his mouth.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next number will be April Showers, which will be sung by the world's greatest singer, Sugar Throat Burns, assisted by Gravel Throat Jolson.
April shower may come your way. May bring the flowers that bloom in an earth.
And when it's rain,
have no regret. It is raining, rain, you know, it's raining violets.
And when you decline
on the hill, you soon will be crowned of daffodils. On looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Go April. George and Gracie, it's been swell. And all clowning aside, I want to congratulate you on your 15th anniversary in radio. You brought a lot of happiness to a lot of people.
Well, thank you, Al. And thank you for being with us tonight.
Yeah. And what can I do to repay you, Al?
Well, just put a little extra polish on my shoes, won't you?
Oh, bless you, sir.
Bless you, sir. Good night.
Good night.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Paul Henning and Keith Fowler. Till next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop. And now stay tuned in for Noah Webster Says, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
It's instant, it's new, it's good to the last drop, too. It's instant Maxwell House coffee. Yes, trust Maxwell House to make a better instant coffee. True coffee flavor, true coffee aroma, because it's all coffee, made from America's favorite, the famous Maxwell House blend. And thrifty, a jar of instant Maxwell House makes fully as much as a pound of regular coffee. Help yourself to that famous Maxwell House flavor instantly with instant Maxwell House. Good to the last drop.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. Gregory Peck comes out of Gracie Allen's dreams and onto her show in this episode of Burns and Allen. George tries to ruin Gracie's illusions about the handsome movie star, and hilarity ensues. The Burns and Allen Show, Gregory Peck, first broadcast January 6, 1949 on NBC.
Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George.
Sure, pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House coffee time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With our special guest, Gregory Peck, and yours truly, Toby Reed, B. Benaderet, Paula Winslow, Dora Singleton, Harry Lubin, and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. The coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand at any price. Yes, Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Well, tonight we find Gracie and her friend Dorothy Demling in a movie theater gazing raptly at their favorite picture star, Gregory Peck.
Oh, look at him, Dorothy. Isn't he gorgeous? Oh, magnificent. That face. It's just a mouth and a nose and two eyes, but what an assembly job. Yeah. Why do people have to make that silly noise?
I don't know. It happens every time we come to a theater.
Yeah. Look, Gregory Peck sees his wife coming up the walk. He's going to open the door for her. Oh, look at the way he strides across that room. Don't you love those beautiful long legs? Oh, yes. They're like two tall eucalyptus trees with pants on. What a sweet thought. Now he's opening the door. She's coming in. Darling, have you missed me?
Oh, yes, my beloved. Every minute has seemed like a year. My darling, you're cold. Here's something to warm you up.
Oh, he's kissing her.
Oh, and those silly scientists are fooling around with atomic heat.
What schnook.
Yes. Those rude people. Come on, Dorothy, let's go home.
Oh, but the picture isn't over.
But what's the difference? It'll end the same way it did the other three times we saw it. Well, thanks for bringing me home, Dorothy. It was a wonderful movie.
I'm sorry our husbands didn't go with us.
Oh, me too. A little of that Gregory Peck might have rubbed off on them.
Oh, he was so sweet to his wife. always telling her how lovely she looks.
Mm-hmm.
Does your husband ever tell you how you look, Dorothy?
Yes, the rat. Oh, I wonder what it'd be like to be married to Gregory Peck. I guess every woman in the country wonders that.
Yes. What a shame he is not. He's sure so we could all find out.
I love that wonderful twinkle in his eye. Do George's eyes twinkle?
Only when the sun hits his bifocals. But don't get me wrong, Dorothy. I'd much rather have my George than Peck.
And I'd much rather have my William.
I'd rather have George than two Pecks.
I'd rather have William than three Pecks.
I'd rather have George than four Pecks.
We're talking about potatoes, of course.
No, Dorothy, I mean it. But I sure wish George would act a little more like Gregory Peck.
Yeah. Well, enough about tall, dark, and devastating. I gotta get home to short, pale, and irritating.
Good night, Dorothy. Maybe, see, I'm not being fair to George. Maybe he'd warm me with a kiss and hold my chair if I gave him a chance. Maybe when I walk in and say, "Darling, have you missed me?" he'll say, "Yes, my beloved. Each minute has seemed like a year, just like Gregory Peck." Well, here goes. Darling, have you missed me?
I didn't know you were gone.
I walked home from the movie and I'm cold. Would you give me something to warm me up?
Sure. Here's a match. Go light the furnace.
George?
Well?
There's a chair behind me.
Yeah, I see it.
I'd like to sit down.
Okay, squat.
Well, couldn't you hold the chair?
Why, it's not going anywhere.
Oh, George, you're hopeless. And look at you, sitting there in your undershirt and stocking feet.
What's wrong with that?
Gregory Peck would never let his wife see him in his stocking feet.
What does he do, sleep with his shoes on? Which reminds me, it's past my bedtime. Let's hit the hay.
Oh, hit the hay. How can you be so unromantic? I bet Gregory Peck would say it poetically and beautifully.
Okay, I'll be poetic. I desire to be transported to the arms of Morpheus.
Well, when you finally do get poetic, you think of another woman.
Let's hit the hay.
Why can't you be the kind of a husband Gregory Peck was in that picture tonight? He served his wife breakfast in bed. He worshipped the ground she walked on.
Look, Gracie, the ground she walked on was a movie set. Mr. Peck got paid thousands of dollars to worship it. He's an actor. That was in the script.
Oh, I'm...
At Ann Max Factor's makeup, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure he's the same way at home. Generous and thoughtful.
Gregory Peck is just a nice, average guy. I know him well. I play golf with him.
I bet he's good.
No better than I am. Last time we played, we each shot a birdie.
I'll bet he took his home to his wife.
I ate mine myself with those pickles at Hillcrest. It was nice.
Gregory Peck is so sweet.
Oh, look, I'm tired of hearing about Gregory Peck. There must be something I can do that he can't do.
There is, darling. Blow your little horn.
Well, come on, let's go to bed.
So they went to bed, and Gracie had a marvelous dream.
Gracie, oh, Gracie.
Yes, George?
Oh, here you are, Gracie. Why are you staring at me?
Well, you look so different, George. So cute.
I do?
Yes. In fact, better than you did when I married you. You are George, aren't you?
Well, of course. Look, darling, I brought you your breakfast in bed.
Are you sure you're George?
Well, yes, sweetheart. Now, here's a kiss.
Oh, George, have you got some identification on you?
What's come over you, Gracie? You've never been this way before.
Well, neither have you. Breakfast in bed. And what a breakfast. It's fit for a queen.
Well, it is for a queen. I lay these eggs at your feet.
Really?
After breakfast, I'll wash the dishes and you go shopping. Buy yourself dozens of those adorable hats that you like so well. Here's $500 to spend.
Is this really happening?
Well, of course. Do you want me to pinch you?
No, no. A kiss and $500 is enough for one day.
Well, it's a pleasure to do things for you, Gracie, my darling wife. You're so beautiful.
Oh, George.
So alluring.
Oh, George.
So young.
Oh, George.
So irresistible.
Oh, George. Oh, George. Oh, George.
Huh? What's your matter?
Oh, George.
What happened, Gracie?
I had a dream. A dream in which you looked and acted just like Gregory Peck. It was terrible.
It was?
Yes, it was so short.
Go to sleep. Well, after a more or less sleepless night, George finally despaired of changing Gracie's attitude. So we find him now arriving at the home of Gregory Peck to seek his help.
Well, come in, George. Come in.
Thanks, Gregory. Gregory, I've got a terrific problem with Gracie.
Really? Well, what is it?
Well, she went to see a picture of yours last night, and you're a romantic husband who kissed your wife's hand and served her breakfast in bed. Now, Gracie thinks you do this in real life.
I do.
Since when?
Since my wife saw that picture.
Well, now Gracie wants me to be romantic, and I'm not the type. I'm not tall. I'm not dashing.
Tall, small. Remember this, George. Good things come in little packages. You're a little package.
Yeah.
Only you weren't tied so loose.
Well, since Gracie saw that picture, I've been miserable. What can I do with her?
Oh, get tough with her. Every man should be the boss in his own home.
You're a fine one to talk, serving your wife breakfast in bed.
Oh, well, that's just for laughs. Anytime I want to stop that, I'll just lay the law down to my wife.
Show me how you do that, Greg. Go ahead. Lay the law down to her right now.
Well...
I'd like to
All right, all right. I'll go in the library and do that. You stay here and listen.
All right.
Now listen, Greta. This foolishness of breakfast in bed must come to a stop immediately, understand?
What a man.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Peck. Didn't see you come into the room.
Where's Greg?
Never mind turning on the tears. I'm master in this house, and my word is law.
What's he doing in there?
He's bawling you out. Listen.
From now on, you serve me breakfast in bed. Is that clear? Oh, there. Get up off your knees. I didn't mean to frighten you.
What a ham.
Yes. I know I'm the finest husband in the world. Now stop kissing my hand. Well, George, did you listen and learn?
I sure did. Look behind you.
Hello, dear.
Oh. Hello, Greta.
That was quite a performance you gave in there.
Oh, did you like it? It's a scene from my new picture. Oh, by the way, dear, would you like some flowers on your tray in the morning?
Oh, I'll be having breakfast with Edith in the morning, remember? Her husband's out of town, and I'm spending the night with her.
Oh, yes. Well, would you like me to come over and serve you breakfast in bed there?
This kid is a tiger.
Well, that won't be necessary, Greg. I'll be leaving. Nice to have seen you again, Mr. Burns. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye, darling.
Boy, you really are polite to your wife. I'm glad Gracie isn't here.
Hey, George, that gives me an idea. Let's put on an act for Gracie. I'll get a big kick out of it.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll call the studio and get an actress to pose as my wife. Then you and Gracie come over to dinner, and I'll be the meanest, orneriest, most slovenly, unromantic husband who ever lived.
Yeah, then she'll stop wanting me to be like you. Greg, you're a genius.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that. You better back up a little.
Well, you're smarter than I am.
Didn't have to back up that far.
I'll see you for dinner.
The new year is just a six-day-old baby, but dipping back into history, 49 is quite an anniversary. Just 100 years ago, the California Gold Rush was in full swing. And only 25 years ago, folks everywhere were humming and whistling a great song that could have been written in honor of that big event, judging by the title. Now let's see if you know it after hearing only the mellow harmony. Well, that's pretty difficult, so we'll add this rich counter-melody. Remember, it's about California. Now we'll blend in the vigorous rhythm. You'll get it for sure after we add this final musical part, the full-bodied melody. Why, certainly, California, here I come, a grand favorite year after year. You've enjoyed it many times, but first, an expert musician must combine not one, but all its splendid musical parts. And friends, it takes the same expert skill in blending to create the rich, heartwarming flavor that has made Maxwell House Coffee America's favorite brand of coffee. Maxwell House is famous for its superb, good-to-the-last-drop flavor that no other coffee offers you. This mellow, deeply satisfying flavor is created by combining not one, but many choice varieties of coffee from the highlands of Latin America. It begins with the selection of Manizales coffees for mellowness. Next, Medellins add richness. Other choice coffees give the blend vigor. And then, Bucaramanga's coffees are added for fine, full body. This perfectly balanced Maxwell House blend is then radiant roasted to flavor perfection and brought to you vacuum-packed and roaster fresh.
And because you folks on the West Coast really know and enjoy coffee at its best, Maxwell House is blended and roasted for you right here on the West Coast to satisfy your critical tastes.
So tomorrow, discover all the extra flavor that's yours in every cup of America's favorite brand of coffee, Maxwell House Coffee. Always good to the last drop.
Here's the idea, Margie. When the Burnses get here, you'll pretend to be my abused, downtrodden wife, okay?
Oh, sure, Mr. Peck. But why have you made yourself look so repulsive? Unshaven, old dirty sweatshirt, blue jeans, and bare feet. Why are you doing this?
Oh, George Burns is a friend of mine.
I see. You don't want to look better than he does.
No, that isn't it. I want Mrs. Burns to think I'm the world's worst husband.
Oh.
I hope this won't interfere with any plans you had, Margie.
Well, I had a date with Bill Goodwin, but he'll keep.
He should. He's fresh enough.
Oh, here's one of the birds.
Now, you wait in the next room and come out when I call you.
All right.
Come in. Well, hello, George.
Hello, Greg. This is my wife.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Peck?
Oh, so this is Mrs. Burns. Well, bring the old battle axe in.
All right, come in there. George, you'll see how a real cultured husband acts at home.
Cultured? Look at the way he's dressed.
Yes, isn't he gay and casual? You in your blue suit, you look like an undertaker.
Well, this is great.
Mr. Peck, where did you get those adorable slacks?
Mrs. Burns, these are jeans.
Oh, isn't he sweet, George? He's breaking those pants in for a girl.
Look, Gracie, he's barefooted.
Oh, Mr. Peck, you're the perfect host. You took off your shoes so my husband wouldn't look like a runt.
Well, we're doing great. Where's your wife, Greg?
Monty, I'll call her. Hey, woman, come in here on the double.
Here I am, sir.
Oh, isn't he masterful?
Woman, is dinner on the table?
Yes, sir.
Okay, folks, chow's on.
Gracie, did you hear that? He said chow's on.
Isn't he wonderful? I love men who can speak French.
Well, let's eat.
Well, pitch in. The food's free. Watch your head, George.
Watch my head?
There's a flower bowl behind you. I always blow my olive pits into it.
Okay.
Bombs away!
Oh, that was a beautiful shot, Mr. Peck. George, why did you take an interest in sports?
This is murder.
Bombs away! Gee, I can't get enough of these mashed potatoes.
Judge, why don't you be a gentleman and eat mashed potatoes like Mr. Peck does? With his fingers.
That's being a gentleman?
Well, of course. He does it so his wife won't have to wash the silver. You sit there with a fork. I'm ashamed of you.
Yeah, I'm a slob.
I'm sorry!
Greg, can I speak to you alone a minute?
Sure.
Excuse us, Gracie.
All right.
Greg, it's not working.
I know. What does it take to make that wife of yours disgusted?
I don't know. She's got me.
Yeah. Yeah, even that didn't do it.
I should have talked faster.
Hey, George, I think I got it. I'll take Margie in the kitchen and pretend to beat her up. That'll convince Gracie I'm a heel.
Sounds great. Let's try it.
Margie, that was the lousiest meal I ever ate. Get out in the kitchen.
Yes, sir.
Those potatoes had lumps, and now you're going to get yours.
Oh, no. No, please don't hit me with that chair.
There. Now, gather up your teeth. I want this kitchen floor kept neat. Well, that's that.
Mr. Peck, how could you do such a thing?
I believe in treating women like slaves.
You? A man who looks so much like Abraham Lincoln?
Still want me to be like Peck, Gracie?
No, I don't. And I refuse to stay in this house another minute and watch him mistreat poor Margie.
Good.
Bring our wraps, George. I'll meet you out in the car.
Hi, Gracie.
Phil Goodman, what are you doing here?
I came to pick up Margie.
Well, that's a good idea. I don't think she can get up alone.
Huh?
She's lying on the floor, out cold.
How do you like that? When she's on a date with me, she won't touch the stuff.
On a date with you? You date Marge?
Oh, sure. 2 or 3 times a week.
But she belongs to Gregory Peck.
Oh, that's what he thinks. Margie's crazy about me.
Well, I'll never get used to Hollywood. Well, this changes things. No wonder Gregory Peck beat her up. She deserved it.
What? He struck Margie? Why, I'll murder him.
But, Bill, he's got a perfect right.
So have I, and my left isn't bad either. I'll fracture
him. But, Bill...
You wait here, Gracie. I don't want you to see this horrible slaughter. Aha! There. There, you sit, you woman beater. Gracie told me how you slugged Margie.
Now, Bill...
Now, stand up, Peck. I'm going to divide you into quarts and pints.
Bill, you don't understand. Margie was taken apart.
So I heard, and now Peck's going to get taken apart. Just step into the kitchen so I won't spoil the carpet. Come on, Peck. Stand up.
Okay.
Ooh. You didn't have to stand up that high. He's a big one, isn't he?
You should see him with his shoes on.
Well, Bill, you still want to step into the kitchen?
You bet I do.
Let's step in there and make some Maxwell House coffee and talk to you. Maxwell House is so delicious, it puts everybody in a good humor. And where do you get a load of that rich, mellow, good-to-the-last-drop flavor?
Now you're ready to eat crow, huh?
Oh, sure. Anything tastes great with Maxwell House. Ah, what a coffee. No wonder more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price.
Well, Mr. Peck, I hope Oh, hello, Bill.
Well, Margie, honey, you're all right. Peck didn't leave any marks on you.
No, he doesn't play as rough as you do.
Well, come on, sugar. I'll make you forget all about Gregory Peck. Let's go up on Mulholland Drive and park.
Oh, Bill, I'd rather not park in the car. It's so public.
Well, nobody will see us, honey. The windows will be all steamed up.
The windows will be steamed up?
Oh, sure. I'm taking along a thermos jug of Maxwell House coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's nothing like a steaming, fragrant cup of Maxwell House on a winter's night. Come on, Margie. Let's live.
Coming, Bill. Goodbye, Mr. Peck. Goodbye, Mr. Burns.
Bill, is Margie leaving with you?
Oh, sure, Gracie. We're headed for Mulholland Drive, aren't we, baby?
You said it, Dimple.
Well, I'll see you later, Gracie.
Well, I was certainly unfair to Gregory Peck. His wife deserved the beating she got. I'll go in and apologize to him. Mr. Peck, I've changed my mind about you. You're wonderful, and I want George to be just like you.
But, Gracie, he beat up his wife.
Well, she deserved it, running around with Bill Goodwin. Do I run around with a man? No, I run around with you.
Thanks, kid.
George, let's have another conference in the next room.
Okay.
Excuse us, Gracie.
I knew I was right about Gregory. He's as pure as 6.5 feet of snow. Not nearly as cold.
I'm home, Greg. Edith's husband came back and... Oh, hello. Who are you?
I'm Mrs. George Burns. Who are you?
I'm Mrs. Gregory Peck.
Another one?
What?
Well, one Mrs. Peck just left. Are you the night shift?
Are you trying to tell me there's been another Mrs. Peck in this house?
That's right. She chases after Bill Goodwin. Who do you chase after?
Mrs. Burns, I could use a little clarification.
Oh, now I know you're upset, but don't start drinking.
No, I mean, I'm very confused. What are you doing here?
Well, George and I had dinner with Mr. Peck and Peck's other wife.
You can't be serious about Gregory's two wives.
Yes, I am.
Good heavens, I have a blue beard.
Well, it doesn't show under your powder.
Gregory is the blue beard.
Oh.
Well, Mrs. Burns, George and I have just... Oh, hello, dear. You've come home.
Yes. How's everything in the harem?
Uh-oh. Now, sweetheart...
You seem to have quite a few wives. Perhaps we should wear numbers on our backs. And have programs
precious...
printed. You can't tell one wife from another without a program.
He isn't to blame, Mrs. Peck.
Oh, don't you lie for him, George Burns. I don't want you to have anything to do with a man who married two women.
Gracie, Gregory Peck wouldn't do a thing like that. He's a big name.
Yes, and if it wasn't a lady, I'd say what it was. I wanted you to be like Gregory Peck.
Well, Gregory, I'm waiting for your explanation.
Honey, you know that mink coat that you've been wanting?
Yes.
Well, it's yours if you'll just forget this whole mess.
And consider it forgotten.
Well, gee, that was easy. Well, George, I'm waiting for your explanation.
Explanation of what?
Who cares as long as I get a mink coat?
George and Gracie will return in just a moment. Join us again next Thursday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Bill Goodwin, Harry Lubin and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and yours truly, Toby Reed. And now, here are our stars.
Now, Gracie, I don't want to spend another night hearing about Gregory Peck, so go to sleep.
Yes, dear. He is handsome, isn't he?
Well, I guess I'll take my blanket and go to sleep on the couch.
Oh, darling, did I say something to hurt you? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. Go to sleep.
Please forgive me.
Forget it.
Believe me, you've got something Gregory Peck hasn't got.
Okay, go to sleep.
Well, I can't now. I'll be awake all night trying to think what it is.
Good things.
The easy way.
Do you like good things the easy way? Then get instant Maxwell House coffee.
So good.
So good. True coffee flavor and fragrance, because instant Maxwell House is not a so-called coffee product. It's all pure Maxwell House coffee in instant form.
And so easy.
So easy. Instant Maxwell House means great coffee instantly in your cup. No fuss, no muss, no bother. Today, try instant Maxwell House. Instantly good to the last drop. Until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's favorite brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop. Gregory Peck will soon be seen in the 20th Century Fox picture Yellow Sky and can be heard regularly on the Prudential Family Hour of the Stars. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Paul Henning and Keith Fowler.
Stay tuned now for Noah Webster Says. The preceding program was transcribed. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of comedy from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for now.